What does allness mean to me? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What does allness mean to me? In all of my research and all of my studies into the academia, looking for a definition for allness, looking for how allness refers to an absolute concept, and how allness defines an absolute concept, I have come up with no answer that is satisfying to me. What does allness mean to me? Well, when I consider allness, you see, I have to realize that there is something of which it is all. If I am to look at the universe, and I am to say the allness of the universe, I don't even understand what that is, because the universe is far broader, far more magnificent than anything I've ever known. Now, if I'm saying the allness of the money in the world, they keep printing it up in every country, whether they have anything to back it up or not, they keep printing it up and they have it and they put it out and they proudly announce that they are trillions of dollars in debt, trillions of dollars in debt, and we think, oh boy, would I like to play with some of that. Well, we don't even understand what the allness is. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, trillions of dollars were not even talked about. Billions of dollars were not even talked about. We were just talking about millions. And millions were a very wonderful and expansive thing. And we looked at the Italian people and we thought to ourselves, what a strange group of people they are. They have the lire. And they just keep making the lire more and more lire. And I looked at the down payment for a car in Italy, and the down payment was 2 million lire. 2 million lire. And I always think in dollars, so $2 million, and that'd be quite a gracious car back in those days. Back in those days. Now, what is the allness? How does the allness fit into that? And it the Italians just kept increasing their lire as they needed to have their cost of living effect go into business. And other countries, they just changed the value of their money to go along with what they felt it should be, and they had the allness expressing from an unlimited source up here that they're taking it from, and so they're never running out. They're never poor. Oh, they owe here and they owe there and they owe this and they owe that. And what do they owe? If all things were to be boiled down into one little pot, there'd be nothing owed. There'd be nothing owed. Everything would be all together. Now, you see, world finance is such a silly thing. It's such an interesting, creative thing. I don't think anyone really understands it. But world finance is sort of unlimited. If you don't have enough money, print it. If you don't have enough money to back up your money, well then call in some of your loans from people. Well, you can't call them in because people don't pay their loans. And this is in private industry as well as in public industry as well as in international industry. All the international finance, public finance, national finance, all these things are unlimited, just unlimited. There's no limit. And when there's a limit, then they push it up. They create a new number, trillions. They create a new number, billions, zillions, quintillions. We'll have a whole new language of numbers coming up very shortly. Just a short time ago, millionaires were quite popular, quite famous people. In the 20s, 30s, and 40s, millionaires were outstanding people, wealthy beyond imagination. And we all dreamed of being a millionaire. Well, it was nothing. Now today, it's billionaires. And tomorrow it'll be zillionaires, and on up into the quintillion activity of this money. You see, who am I? What does allness mean to me? Well, there are no limits to allness. We cannot think of allness with a fence around it. We cannot think of allness boxed in with any type of boundary to it. Allness extends beyond anything we can imagine. And perhaps in our financial way of looking at things, we're trying to spread out our awareness into an allness consciousness. And if that is true, well, at least bully, bully. Good for you for trying to understand it. Now, we say, if you will take an atom and you will look into that atom, you will find subatoms, subatomic particles, you'll find sub-life styles going down ad infinitum, down, 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 until it is without limit. It is without limit. It is the allness of the subatomic particle system. And then you look at the other spectrum, and you look from the planet Earth to the planets, to the sun, to the galaxies, to the other planets, to the universe. And then we say, universe beyond universes beyond universe. We have said to ourselves, the word universe is not enough to speak of the grandness of the allness, because our scientific telescopes and so forth are reaching out farther and farther and farther, and they're finding scattered light. They're finding star systems. They're finding things. And what they're saying is the Big Bang Theory is not really the allness. The Big Bang Theory is just the allness of our particular universe. And perhaps there are Big Bangs going on in other places in the allness of all, and each has its own unique expression of allness. Well, my goodness sakes. When we begin thinking substantially, physically, when we begin thinking of things in this way, it just boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. Now, do we have the capacity to recognize that allness is not a physical object? Allness is a concept. And as a concept, allness has no limitation to it. Allness, once we try to make allness be a physical concept, a physical thing, we give it limitations by the very fact that we place it in the physical realm. When we take allness and put it into the concept realm, then it becomes small and large at the same time. The concept of man is whatever we conceive of an ideal man being. And then women say, well, what are women? Well, man, woman, it's the same thing. We could call it being. When we think of the absolute concept of being, what does that mean? Well, it usually means something that has the form of a human being, something that has the mind of a human being, something that has the capacity of a human being. And of course, right then and there, as we were playing this little game, we were making it finite. We were limiting the concept. And the concept cannot be limited. You cannot kill a concept. A concept stands on itself. You can kill a human being, but you cannot kill a concept. The concept will always be there. And the concept is its original purity and integrity. The concept has not one limitation in it that we visualize in a human being. And if we look at the concept of a being and we want to label it human, well, right away we have now limited it. If we look at the concept of a being and see it as a whatever we can see it as, but how would you visualize a concept of a being without human qualities? How would you visualize a concept of a being without physical qualities? How would you visualize the concept? You see, we want to expand our awareness of visualization from the limited physical aspect that we've given to ourselves here and now, and move into the spiritual or mental or divine or whatever terms we're going to give it, but reaching out. And as we do that, the allness becomes smaller and smaller. The allness becomes the isness. The allness becomes so unique, just like the telephone ringing. It becomes so unique and so small and so tiny. It becomes so limiting. It becomes so nothingness. And really, this is what it means. What does the allness mean? The word allness by itself doesn't mean a thing. The allness is in itself also a concept. If allness is a concept, there is nothing for which it is to be all, because it is the concept of allness, and as the concept of allness, it is the all that it is the concept referring to. Now, you say, that's a lot of gobbledygook, that's a lot of talk nonsense, but no, it isn't. It is what the reality of all things are. Now, where do you stand in this sort of a relationship? Where do you stand in a life where the allness is? Do you recognize it as a concept? Do you recognize it as an immortal concept, as a concept that is its original purity and integrity of whatever concept it may be? Or do you recognize it as a physical concept? Well, those are the games that we can play. We can even say it's a mental concept, it's an emotional concept, it's a physical concept, it's a visual concept, it's a concept of no limitations, it's a concept of limitations, it's a concept of boundaries, it's a concept of no boundaries. You see, all of these things take the allness and make it into a very interesting confusion for us. Now, where do you play on this game? Where do you play in this game of confusion? And are you like the great chaos? The great chaos man is a person who is understanding the absolute confusion of the universe as a beautiful pattern of organized beingness. How very interesting, huh? Well, think on these things. Let your mind go off into the realms of the advanced attitudes in the absolute phase with the absolute philosopher sometimes. What does allness mean to me? Well, allness means to me the word concept. What does it mean to you? Think about it. It's a lot of fun. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.